get every time.
Oh dear, this is gonna stick too.
What? Ring.
Ring light.
Well, this thing.
No, the lapel. It should be actually close with your head.
Like this?
Look at my house.
It's stuck.
Oh, I sabotaged it.
Okay. Keep an eye when you're dropping this. Oh, I heard that.
Yeah, mine doesn't stick to that.
Seems slippery.
Perhaps, whatever. Maybe if I set it here on this ground thing. Are they on yet? On.
Something isn't.
Who wants to buy summary?
Summary.
What?
No,
was
no,
that
just,
an answer?
Summary. No, that's just summary. No. No.
I'll do it.
Okay. Oh, write the summary. Okay.
Have you changed the.
I did. I was trying to. I didn't have privileges to get in to update your file.
Yeah.
I actually
yeah,
meant, to,
that,
I
actually.
Meant to send the email and then
yeah.
I just didn't get
no,
the
answer. No, when you said it at the beginning, I thought, must check
yeah,
the read write and then
I. Yeah, because I forget mine as well, and it's just like, you know, every time I put something in there. So, that was the main thing. So, as soon as that's in, it'll be ready. I was making a couple little changes as well, so those will be able to play with. Still working on the, trying to get the topics and summary search implemented as well. So, that's sort of tonight. Other than that, it's sort of come along. Getting a better feel for all these night objects.
Yeah.
It's just it seems a little chaos. I know it's like if you're going to use this stuff later on in your life, then you spend the time to invest and learn all about them. But it's like, what's the minimum I can get? What we need. So it's like, I don't know. Unless I want to do something with this in the future.
There is a file in the directory called disful.
I saw that, and I'm just trying to remember if I did create it.
I was
trying some stuff a couple weeks ago, so that may be mine.
Doesn't have anything in it. Either.
Oh really?
It does. Okay. It has about three lines of XML that didn't do much.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I saw it again today. I was just like,
what's that?
Yeah, I think that was me. I think so. But yeah.
It just seems to be occupying space, so it doesn't matter.
Give you false impressions of what's happening. Something's going on.
I had lots of stuff in there yesterday.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff.
All those objects.
I know they live there, but I had even more stuff there yesterday. I was unzipping all these kind of crazy huge things that were in the box. I needed them. They were for this, though. It's all right.
How's our quota on that? What, actually, do you know how
that
much we have?
Huge.
Yeah, okay. So we probably won't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Should run the
ad
on
the
director.
There's about 8 gigs on there, so
yeah. Okay.
It's just much bigger than all of our home groceries.
Yeah, exactly. How's everything else gone?
Has anyone had time to play with it?
Yeah, I had a play with it yesterday.
Any comments?
No, it was good, really. Yeah, I liked it. It generated a lot of exceptions in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that didn't cause any problems, but it just.
Do we want to keep that? Like, are we keeping that? How that happens? It just prints everything out in the shell as well, like as it does everything, and just kind of. I guess that's its default behavior.
Might
anyway,
as well.
So it's just
yeah,
kinda,
I mean,
doesn't really do anything.
Yeah.
So, okay.
The thing is that there is, as I said a while ago, there is still this one error, which is a bug in NXT. right. That always generates these. I think when you left click or right click or something, I can't remember now. But if it's a real error, then it stops, so it can't.
Yeah, I didn't discover any of those yet. I did have a look.
Good.
I followed it to see if it didn't break. Like, didn't break too. I didn't play that long, but it seemed alright, didn't it? Yeah. And the startup screen looks quite good. Looks alright.
Yeah.
I was more or less just playing with the things that had to do directly with what I was doing, so I didn't take it for a full test drive yet, but we can do that.
Yeah, be good.
Right,
yeah.
After this.
Is there any comments you have about just like wording and some sort of minor things?
No, it looks alright. The only thing, it's not. Startup screen's not too pretty, but
yeah, a lot of this Java stuff isn't
at the moment as well. The whole windows that pop up are not pretty at all, but you know, I would make them a bit nicer if I had more time, but at the moment it doesn't look like that.
Mm-hmm. No, so it's not the top priority.
If you change your window manager, it might look a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I think it would look better on Windows as well, actually, because Java uses the native Windows, doesn't it? So.
Yeah. Actually, can we run it on Windows?
So that took me so long to do this bloody start window.
It's really
nasty. So I'm quite glad that it looks, you know, nice on one run and all this kind of thing.
Were you using like a GUI builder or just all from?
No, this is just, yeah.
Okay, that's.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Well, the speaker characterization is finished.
Wow.
Okay. I haven't done it. I haven't updated all those object files yet, though, because it takes ages on these computers. So I do it. It's faster for some bizarre reason. If I log in at home and then run the code, it runs it much faster than if I do it here. But it does. I can't look to sit in the lab and wait half an hour.
Can you connect to your home machine from here and then start it from there?
No,
I've done stuff like that before. It's insane.
It really speeds up.
Yeah, I started using your the speaker. I don't know if you've seen that.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. It tells you what speakers are in which meeting, and then you can see which topics. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But it's good. Your stuff is really good. It's got a good interface and easy to use. Nice.
Yeah. The dialogue acts are all done. And they're quite amusing, some of them. But there's the thing, what I wanted to talk about dialogue apps was there are some that occur all the time that are just, and I don't know how interesting there are. So the first one statement is that it will, I'd removed it because it was like everything is prefixed by statement. Every single dialogue act starts with statement.
Right.
And so everybody's top dialogue act statement.
Right.
Well, we include that then.
So I got rid of that. And then everybody, the next one seems to mostly be back channel. Well, I don't know what that means. Who knows
what was it?
Back channel.
It's when they say, yeah.
Is that what that means? Oh, I'll keep that then. And then the other
stuff.
Well, it's kind of boring.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's very.
Yeah. Some people don't know. There are some people who don't do that. Actually, yeah, you can see that they don't do that. And it's the bottom of their list.
They're asleep, I think.
And some people have. An acknowledgement is a big one that comes up all the time. Yes, no questions. What else?
So which of? You know suggest. Maybe you can suggest a few that which would be interesting to list, like through.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's why I wanted to know whether or not we, because at the moment you can get, there's a method that will just give you the top five for, or the top X. You give it any number and it will give you the top whatever for each person. And then each meeting knows about all the different dialogue acts for each person in the meeting and the amount that occurred. And we'll give you that in top order as well. Or we'll give you, or you can just search for each specific dialogue act. You have to search on in D's and K's rather than real words at the moment, but I can change that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what we want to display, that's why that's what I'm asking you really.
Or, I don't know, if we have like a choice so they can filter those out, the top most common, just say, okay, well, show all or show, you know, only.
All's a lot, ones. All's like 25.
Mm-hmm.
Dialogue.
I mean, do we care if you know?
I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I think you know. It'd be difficult.
Filter these out.
But it would be difficult if you know, if in the speaker characterization window we had a heading, you know, top five dialogue acts, and then little brackets, but they're not actually the top five, but top five minus the most common ones, which are, you know.
Yeah, boring.
I think we should have the global top five, that, because each speaker's got a top whatever, and so just say one of the boxes just explains, says this is my top five dialogue X.
For the speaker.
Yeah. And then in the meeting you have what you could either have the most commonly occurring ones, or you could have a list of each speaker's top dialogue X. Either of those would do, but it would start to take up a lot of space if you had it.
No, I wouldn't, yeah.
Well, you could have, no, you don't need that. So it's a speaker window, the speaker character conversation
exactly,
window comes
yeah.
up. So you've got the global one there, and then here you can just have the top five in this meeting.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the top five in that meeting, in global,
yeah,
top
yeah,
five this meeting,
yeah.
and then the rest is
yeah.
obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, just do top five, both local and global, and then have another. But then we want a selection of three or four, maybe, interesting ones.
Okay.
And then
but often the interesting ones don't occur. Things like joke don't occur very often. Well, they do sometimes, but they're not that common. One guy has top five joke. One of his jokes is in undergrad. That's quite
funny. You follow
all this
up.
Yeah. This is good for browsing, though. It's perfect. I mean, that's sort of
yes.
exactly what you want to do and look at these things.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, so that's
joking.
What speaker characterization gives you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's the one?
I'm all interested in this guy because he seems to be funny. Give me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take him to the next joke.
Yeah. That would be quite good, wouldn't it?
So is this percentage then? If you say like joke for this speaker is percentage, I don't know, 20.
Yeah.
Is that the what percentage of his speech is joke, or
what percentage of the dialogue acts that he makes are jokes
joke.
In the meeting
yeah.
and globally separately?
Yeah.
So one strong.
Okay.
Yeah. I think most things are coded with a dialogue act. A lot of them are coded with Z, which means no label. So I just ignored that as well.
Yeah.
Which is boring. And statement, which is boring. And also the other thing that they have is if somebody quotes something. So if I quote a joke to you, they separate that, so they put the dialogue act, and then they put a colon, and then they put that. So I just ignored any quoting material because it's
yeah.
got nothing
okay.
to do with.
Yeah, well, it's not a real joke anyway.
Yeah, it's somebody else's joke, so you have to be original about your material.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, I mean, just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds real. So that's sort of implemented now, or is that
yeah,
the first file?
Okay. Yeah, I just finished. There might be some polishing, I can't remember, but I think it's pretty much complete. Okay. So I'll do that tonight, just put it up there so you can start using it.
When I update mine, I'll just recompile the M browsers and then just get that.
You will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it uses my part as well.
Yeah.
The M search.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Actually, do we have like naming convention for our source files? Just prefix them with an M?
Yeah, I was thinking that. It sort of turned out that way,
yeah.
didn't it?
Yeah, well, that's sort of what I was doing. Like, for your stuff, do you have?
No, it's just what's called meeting and speaker.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. I can change it if you want.
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kind of curious.
Oh,
think about future stuff, maybe.
You could put it in a package.
Yeah, that's true, too.
If you can be bothered.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't seem to make any difference. I've never ever used Java packages. It doesn't really make any difference.
Yeah, okay.
As long as it's in the same directory, it works. Sorry.
Okay.
I have one little question that I reckon we should have a little icon on the browser.
What, that you can double click on?
Well, no.
Oh,
the top left. At the moment they've got an X, which is,
oh, yeah.
you know, NXT, and it's sort of a bit cheeky to use that.
Yeah, it would have something else. Just borrow a little Microsoft GIF like that.
Yeah, right.
No.
Oh,
want something original. What do you suggest? The only thing I could think of was an M.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But
same here.
They
have a big yellow M, maybe?
Well, I've seen that before.
You'd be sued for that, right?
Super size meeting browser.
Yeah.
Just probably basic, just text font and just something nice, something
yeah.
solid, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
I mean, it's tiny, so we can't really put more than one character, really,
yeah, exactly.
or one sort of simple.
Anybody have any artistic talent? No.
MSCs in informatics.
Yeah. It's possible. Some people are balanced. Some people. No, I know some balanced people. Can we all check if I can find anyone?
Well, if you find anything, then send it to me.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll make up some M.
How do you add that to the Java program? Is it just basic?
I'm not sure, I think. Okay.
It's really easy. You do it in one of the whatever the main window is. You do set GIF or something. Set picture or something.
I know how to put it there.
Okay.
I'll have to import it somehow. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you just give it a file name and then it does it.
Yeah.
It knows.
Yeah.
Oh, so it'll do the automatic scrunching down if it's.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Just sticks it in.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah,
yeah. Super.
We have to remember to include that in our evaluation. How did the GIF improve your browsing?
Yes.
Maybe it's a distinctive experience, I guess.
Oh, yes.
You could even have some sound when it comes on and go, do, do, do. Welcome to the meeting.
Can we get sound on these machines?
No, have to do it.
Actually, have you ever managed? Oh, yeah, you must have. Yeah, but play any sort of music on the dice machines?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, but I think if you put headphones in, it'll just play just normally.
Oh, right.
If
they have them on the front, too, I think.
If the sound card is registered to your name, which it usually is not.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have to reboot, and sometimes it still doesn't work. Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes it works, yeah.
I guess that's why we have a separate speech lab.
Yes.
Yeah. With a lot of audio. Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, this looks good.
Yeah. I'm running some troubles with the init, but found another package. Instead of writing it from scratch, because well, I don't know, just now, but I haven't played around it that much. But we'll see what happens in the next few days.
And we're going to be trying to get the output from that. And I don't know. Still haven't found out if it's feasible to open up more than one.
Yeah,
well, as many NOM objects as we can for each meeting to do. Like we were going to figure that the ranking did make sense, like to be looking through the highest ranked ones first. So if we are going to look through only five of them, just pick the top five to do the search. And since that's probably what we're looking for anyways.
I guess we're trying to,
I still can't make it run TNT from Java.
Sure. Maybe I'll try.
Yeah, you try. If you can make it work, then I'll be well chuffed.
Yeah, I'd be surprised because I'm bad at Java.
Yeah, I didn't expect this course to be so much about Java.
Yeah, so.
Feels like it's
a Java.
It's
course.
A Java course more than anything else. It's just like
practical Java.
In fact, it's an NXT package.
Yeah.
Cool. For you.
How do you guys find the documentation for NXT?
Rubbish.
Yeah.
That's my.
I mean, sometimes I have methods that don't have any explanation to them at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think
you're
it
just
was
like, right, I'll try this then and see what
it does.
Yeah.
It was plainly generated by going to generate Java.com and just went and they never bothered to it.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it's still, I guess, research platform.
Yeah. It's good to know what methods are there.
Yeah.
Without having to look at the source codes.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm just curious. Did we have a date for when we actually want the system done?
Friday?
Today, wasn't it?
I thought we
changed it to Friday.
I thought we changed it to the 10th or something.
Okay.
Because the thing is, I mean, we can keep working on little things. You know, and just, oh, well, we should do this, should do this. So I don't know. Do we want to set an actual hard deadline? Or, when exactly were we going to start evaluation?
Well, that's the problem because Steve hasn't given us any details, has he?
Okay. Well, I guess we can still come up with like test cases or whatever for the people and just come up with scenarios.
That's true.
That sort of thing. I mean, that's fairly straightforward.
I'm sure we could do that in like a meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's
make
true.
It up together.
Just brainstorm. Yeah.
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 The thing is, yeah, we had the deadline as Friday, but we won't be able to do any evaluation during the weekend anyway.
No. Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
So I think we could set Monday.
Yeah.
Right.
And that would give us the whole weekend.
To work on it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got my DNLG presentation on Monday. I have to read the paper.
Too much now.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try and do Monday. So. I mean, we could. Should we meet up Monday? Or.
Well, we'll probably have to talk to Steve at some point as well, I guess.
But, yeah.
We'll probably just have a regular Tuesday meeting with him. Like, we could send him an email, but I don't know if he's around.
Yeah.
He's not around this week, is he? Or,
I don't know.
I think that's why we didn't have the meeting.
Maybe it's just today and today.
Yeah.
Send him an email, he'd probably read it anyway.
So. Yeah, that's true. Although, do we really want the answer?
Yeah.
So if we don't ask, we can push
exactly,
it off.
Exactly, yeah. At the end, we'll say, well, you never gave us any tests again.
Yeah.
Well, so he's supposed to give us a test update.
Well, okay. Sort of, that's how I'm.
He said he would try.
He would make something up.
Okay.
Find some people. That's how I
understood it. Yeah.
The thing is, you know.
Because we're going to be making an email on our MSC.
Right, yeah. We're looking for volunteers.
I think if we don't get anything from him, then we should just do our friends, basically.
Yeah, if they have time. Charge finding people.
Well, they're going to use...
Well, they're your friends.
They're
going to
need
yeah, yeah,
like
I know,
perception projects and things like that.
Yeah,
it's not
going to
take long. It's only,
yeah,
only going to be half an hour.
Yeah.
We need to use each other.
Yeah, actually, some other friends of mine in different programs might be more willing, have more of a break. So then you can get a range of types of people as well, like not
maybe,
like highly computer, like not,
well, they will be,
you know, Linux literate.
They'll have to be,
yeah. I think that might be good as well.
Mm.
Set a wider range
so
of people.
So how many people do we try and...
I don't know, think like 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah.
That would be a good...
Really?
Yeah,
I'm thinking of like 10.
No,
it'll take forever. And then you've got to analyze the results.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Like the
no,
thing, like, did an ETI course a while ago, and it's just, that's what they, yeah, there's 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. And that was fine. But you can do a massive amount of analysis on 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How can
we
you
don't
get a range
to.
Of people if you have 3?
Yeah, one computer scientist,
one art student,
and one dude off the street.
Yeah,
yeah.
One's supposed to be a woman, one's supposed to be a man, and one.
Physical
man.
Yeah. Then we should just have 2.
But yeah, if he finds them, then that's cool. If he finds the people.
Another thing,
we have the
presentation on like in 1.5 weeks or something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or nearly 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's
2 weeks.
Oh, it's
two weeks
then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to have done the evaluation by then?
Yeah.
I think so.
I thought evaluation maybe for the report. So
that's
and that's
going
the 25th. 25th is.
Oh, right,
is it? That's what
the
I understood.
That's
24th.
Yeah.
I thought he said 25th, even though it's Good Friday. I thought. Okay.
Not a Good Friday.
That's Good Friday.
Oh, yeah. Easter 2 days.
Wow. It's not a Good Friday.
No.
No.
Well, it wasn't originally either. So.
Well, I'm sure on the website it says Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives us 2 days to do the evaluation. No evaluation.
No, okay. Well, you know, the question is, do we need the evaluation for the presentation?
I didn't think so, necessarily. I wouldn't assume, but we should ask him.
We should definitely ask him, because if not, then...
No, we should have it. We should try and have it done by then anyway, I think, otherwise it's got to be getting...
Yeah, that's probably...
tight, otherwise.
It's a good target. It's a good
yeah, you might be right.
We should aim to be finished by Monday, this Monday coming. A week, no, yeah, well, basically for Tuesday. Start the evaluation pretty much straight away and then
right.
get...
Because we need to write a presentation as well.
We have to write the report, and everything. We have to write
it's fun. Yeah. It's just funny that, you know, have it finished by Monday, because after Monday, I'm pretty much free for about a week or so.
Exactly.
It's
that's
like,
point.
If we had, you know,
yeah.
a bit more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not free after this Monday, but I'm free, after...
Oh, the next one. Okay. Yeah, I'm free this after this Monday.
Free?
Well, what
else?
That's easy compared to me. I mean, I'm not even worried
because I don't
that.
Have anything
what?
After the 18th. apart from this.
And you must have your research proposal.
That's in on the 18th.
Is that in on the 18th?
You didn't know that? Yeah. How's yours?
Not done at all, yeah.
So,
in our timeline, we're within 25th, and that's Friday, yes.
Maybe that was us, then, not him.
Yeah, just that's why I'm trying to find his dates.
Yeah, Thursday 24th. Deadline for submission of final
report. Party on the 24th, though.
Yeah. Well, now you can.
End of lectures.
Yeah.
So
24th. So
anyone fancy writing him an email?
Oh, it's actually 24th.
Yeah. Just to ask whether we need to have evaluation done for the demonstration or
that. Yeah, and
we should have it done anyway. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Hopefully.
But it's still important.
Is that a part of the demonstration? Do they want that information?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we need to know that anyway to prepare the presentation in the first place. And what was the other one? Basically, how is it going with your evaluation proposal? You got people yet for us? Or what are you thinking and when?
Did he say anything about like what he expects of the final report and stuff? Like
no.
A few little things. Just made some comments at the last meeting. Just general, like how it all integrates, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff.
Do we know, did he ever say how long it was supposed to be?
No. I'd expect somewhere 10 to 15 pages.
And how long were?
Although it's 50% of the mark, I think, is it? I think.
But we can write a lot. I mean, I think we should write everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we have a bit of time.
So that'll
be good.
We have interim report of 7 pages. And that's, we could need
7 pages.
Yeah. We could probably just expand that. I mean, a lot of it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. Just to fine tune and or detailed. And
And then, I mean, write about the evaluation.
Yeah,
that's going to be quite
That could easily be like 5 or 6 pages.
I don't think.
No, it's
just going to be.
Okay.
So, do you want to write him an email then?
Sure.
That'd be good. When I get home today, which will be before 6:30, I will make that file readable, writable, everything.
Sure. Yeah. No big rush.
Well, I will.
Although, just to get it out of the way, so. I'm trying to remember to do that tomorrow.
Well, I will need your snippets of code, or it'd be good if I had them by tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask. At the moment, your search window, how's it organized?
Just basic, pretty much like the interim. Do you want to have the interim stuff? Just sort of like Google type thing, and just.
But at the beginning, when you haven't searched yet. Is it still divided into two and the bottom half is just just empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as these come up, we'll just pop them in.
And then if you, I don't know, double click on one.
It doesn't do anything yet. Okay. Like that's the other big part. I mean, how to get that communication between the two different kinds of windows.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if we have different things in here, like transcripts versus summaries versus topics, that was why I was sort of deciding to get the three panes in there instead of just the one. So there's a couple of those little things.
This is the icon, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Yeah, and makes more sense.
Maybe you want to do one left click highlights. The result in whatever you've got open.
Okay. Is that how it works in the other ones? In like the other windows, like the various, like if we're in the topic? Or
usually one left click, it highlights it, cross highlights everything, I think. Yeah.
If you have like a particular window that you want me to mimic, its behavior, then like just find it in the program and just say, okay, just how this one does it. So if it's like the topic window or the whatever.
Well, it's difficult because
so then I can just sort of trace back and figure out what objects they are and bring them into here.
No, it's difficult. Because the transcription window does cross-highlighting in a very awkward way.
Mm.
Because it has to find the topic first.
Okay.
That was a pain. And when you right-click on a topic, it pops open the list of meetings that contain that topic. And that works when you left double click on a topic on a meeting, sorry, then it loads it.
Okay.
So you could take that for loading.
Yeah.
So if we have that the same on this one, at least that you if you double left click then it loads.
Okay. So one left click just highlights?
Highlights, obviously highlights whatever you've clicked on here.
Oh, just the item.
But also highlights...
the transcript or whatever it is.
Actually, it's difficult because... Mm-hmm.
Because you
only ever have one meeting open and those results will be... well, I suppose if you have a local search, then it could cross-highlight.
Yeah, that should be possible.
Because, you know, if you get back several different meetings here,
yeah,
and you've only got one meeting open, then you can't cross-highlight anything.
Although, yeah, this is actually different from how we print it up here. Like, if we're doing a global search, then we are going to do it, like how we said before, and pop up a list of the various meetings that found those terms. And then we'll either, you know, multi-select or, you know, choose the one we want to actually do this. I think multi-select would make the most sense.
What do you mean by multi-select?
Well, just... if there's like three of the top meetings, like we said before, language, we're looking for the word language and get the highest rated ones to actually look for the term, so we're not loading it out of all 76,
mm-hmm,
or 75,
oh,
whatever
okay
it is. So the results from that will, you know, narrow down what we're going to use for the local search. Then we'll just do the local search on those ones that are chosen, and if we can...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it will be a bit different from how that is right now. When we do the global search, at least.
In any case,
yeah,
if you left click on a result that is contained in the meeting that is currently open, then it should cross highlight.
Yes.
If
yes
not, it can't.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay. It should be fairly simple to just get the topics and the summaries using that text extractor.
Yeah, you have to start again. Just do topics instead of segments. Yeah, you have to get the topics out instead of the segments.
Yeah.
Can you make? Is it very difficult to make another GUI, but only for a global search?
So that we search two different.
Just take that away. The
right.
The local.
Checkbox. That's actually fairly
time for the startup.
Yeah, because in the startup screen you can't have it.
Yeah, local anyways. Yeah, no, that's easy. Sure.
Yeah, would you make
yeah
that? That'd be
that's
really
quite
handy.
Straightforward.
Everything else can just stay the same, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, you can just leave everything as it is and just remove the checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
Radio button.
Yeah.
So you're going to be able to do a global search for topics.
Yeah, there was
exactly.
Make a just
exactly
index.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did think bother with that, but yeah, cool.
What?
I didn't think we were going to bother with that. But
it's not first priority, maybe. But
are we bothering with our topic stuff still?
What?
Or is that sort of gone, like our own topic segment? Like since we can't do the labeling and all the rest, we are still doing our topic segment?
Well,
you are
do it enough to make it so we can do some numerical analysis on it.
But we're not going to be,
at least.
We won't be doing a global search on the topics for our topics, since they don't have labels.
No.
label, all the label ones.
Yeah.
All the label twos. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I won't be doing that. Well, yeah, even if I happen to manage to make it decent keywords, I don't think we can expect you to also come up with a search.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, no, it would be kind of straightforward. Like, if you're creating XML files.
If I create XML files, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I did have a look at trying to create XML files. It did look like I've got a mission here. I suppose it's as straightforward as writing an XML file, so it's, but it's organizing the segment data that it just looks so complicated to get it from the from a plain text file back into organized by who, which speaker speaks what, and how doing the segment. I think that was the stupidest way they could ever organize the whole thing, if you ask me. Organize it by time, not by speaker. But I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we're done. Yeah. I guess we just see what Steve says about the evaluation, and then we'll keep in touch by email if we need anything. I guess we'll see you on Thursday and Monday.
Do we need another meeting this week?
Probably not. I mean, just get work done. I think that's what I've got to do.
We can just email if we need.
Yeah.
I guess.